I believe the phrase is, that didn't age well. Let's talk about a few things from last week that already look bad a week later. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Let me acknowledge my sponsors. It amuses me how some claim I only do these so I can talk of my golf tournaments and my sponsors. Yeah, that's why these podcasts are free, assholes. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. When you have a legal need, reach out to Brandon Legal Group for a free consult, 813-902-3576, or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. They support everything in my podcast universe, not only the Todd Wright Toddcast, but also the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I spent time within the last week on multiple occasions with members of Brandon Legal Group. They also provide the gift baskets for my winning teams at Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the most recent Todd Wright Tour 52 that kicked off our 2025-2026 golf season at Plantation Palms Golf Club, which I'm going to tell you about next. PlantationPalms.net is the online destination to find your tee times. They are open to the public. That includes the championship par 72 golf course, the wonderful mini golf themed currently for Halloween, and then it will be themed for Christmas immediately after that. It is much less expensive and much quicker to play than the mini golf a little down the street from Plantation Palms, if you get what I'm putting down. Yeah. Lighted driving range, Mulligan's pub for quality food and beverage, and excellent service. All this is open to the public. You do not need a gate code or a membership to enjoy any of this at Plantation Palms Golf Club, where we were just made so welcome over the weekend for Todd Wright Tour 52. Visit PlantationPalms.net. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. I said it once. Follow me on social media. A lot of stuff going up there from the recent golf tournaments. A lot of winners of some really good things. If you play golf and you haven't played in one of my events, what in the hell are you waiting for? No tournament fees are more than $99. And if you dislike all these charity scrambles, that's why I created the Todd Wright Tour. I took everything out from charity scrambles. High prices, slow pace of play, bad organization, Mulligans, not the pub at Plantation Palms. Things that real golfers don't like at the charity scrambles, I took them out. That's what built the Todd Wright Tour. That's why we sell out every event. Come on out. Reach out to me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. We gave away a Steve Spurrier signed creamsicle jersey. We gave away a Jake Gensel signed lightning stick. Those were just a couple of the grand prizes. We gave away golf at Pasadena Yacht and Country Club. My pal Kurt at the Roost Chris Steakhouse on West Shore, who's going to cater another event coming up, gave us a dinner certificate to give away. Many good things. I like making people happy at my golf tournaments. So last week, I have a lot to do in the week leading up to a golf tournament. I have a ton to do on the day of a golf tournament. I have a lot to do immediately after a golf tournament. We're recording this on Monday morning around 11 a.m. Eastern Time, October 13th. I actually sat down, tried to make time to do a podcast last week, a non-fantasy podcast, to talk about three things. I did the podcast, and then I didn't post it. Why? Because it just didn't feel right. I didn't like how I said some things. So I edited myself and said, let's do this next week. Because my mind was on the golf tournament. The three things that I brought up in that podcast you never heard were three things I heard coming around last week's NFL games, last week, week five, the week five weekend. Three things that came out of that that didn't sound right to me. And a week later, they sound even less right to me. So let's review them in no particular order. As the Arizona Cardinals in week five were gagging a big lead at home to the Tennessee Titans. Titans get their first win. Cardinals lose. I reached out to a friend of mine in Las Vegas and said, this is why Jonathan Gannon somehow being favored before this game was played in week five as coach of the year on some books is an insult to me and people who know football. My friend offered a contrarian opinion. He's an opinion I do respect, and just said, the game was so ridiculous, you can't put that on the coach. Fair enough. I disagree completely. The more close games you lose, the more close games you're going to lose. And a week later, how do things look with the Arizona Cardinals? And don't give me, they didn't have Kyler Murray. Arizona, relatively speaking to the rest of the league, has significantly fewer, has fewer significant injuries. And some of you out there would be like me saying, you know, benching Kyler for Jacoby Brissett might not be a bad idea. Meanwhile, the Titans went out against the Raiders and did what? Their still only win is the come-from-behind win against the Cardinals. At Arizona, how Arizona gagged that game. It's a reflection of the head coach. It's a dysfunctional team that is not dynamic offensively, that's in the third year of a head coach who didn't even have his priorities straight as defensive coordinator of the Eagles preparing for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, got distracted putting together a staff for the Cardinals and contributed to the Eagles losing a Super Bowl. That's Jonathan Gannon. He's not a coach of the year candidate. He's more of a candidate to get fired. And you're seeing why. Don't you dare point at Arizona's four close games recently and say, well, they're close. Don't make that mistake. It's a fucking myth. In any sport, team or individually, the more close games, events you lose, the more you're going to lose. There's a reason for it. You don't have it. Translation? Also on the flip side, the more close you win, the better you really are. The more close ones you're going to win. You're not perfect. Nobody is. It happens in all sports. Individual sports, team sports. Some have it to win close games. Some have it to win close tournaments. Some have it to win close races. Some have it to win close matches in tennis. Some don't. Jonathan Gannon doesn't. That's not the culture there. They've lost their last four games, including to the Titans for their Titans only win. Arguably the worst team in the NFL right there with the one and done Aaron Glenn tenure of the New York Jets. Lost their last four games by a combined 9 points. No, it's not a good thing. It is a very bad thing. It is very telling. It feeds each other. Cardinals have lost their last four games by 4 points or less. You want to know how many games in the Jonathan Gannon tenure of the Arizona Cardinals they've won by four or less? Four. In his entire time there, they've won four by four or less. In the last 4 weeks, they've matched that. And it will continue. Coach of the year, my ass. And he is responsible. It's your football team. It's your culture. It reflects you. And then he has the backlash after how he chose to handle a player dropping a ball, going into the end zone 1 week after a player on another team did the same thing. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. The Detroit Lions, in some people's minds, after week five, with the Bills loss on Sunday Night Football and the Eagles loss in the week five Sunday game against Denver, some people just try too hard. So because the Eagles lost that week five game, I know the Eagles then lost on Thursday night, but let's go back to week five. So the unbeatens went down in week five. Eagles go down, Bills go down, and suddenly some people need to anoint a new team as the best team in the NFL. I saw this on ESPN. I'm sure it was elsewhere. The Lions number one in their power rankings through 5 weeks. Yeah, how'd that play out a week later? Did anyone who put the Lions off their four wins from week two, three, four, five, and ignored their bad loss in week one to the Packers, did they bother to look at the four teams the Lions beat in week two, week three, week four, week five? And their only quality opponent through 5 weeks had been Green Bay. And here comes the Chiefs, who may not be winning as much, but we know they're a quality opponent. And what did the Chiefs do to the Lions? Smack them around. Yeah. So a week ago, that didn't sound right to me. It didn't age well either. And as I did before the Lions played the Chiefs, and as a listener of mine, whose opinion I respect, said to me this morning, look at what the Lions have coming up. Mm-hmm. Those after week five who said the Lions were the best team in the NFL, oh, that won't age well. Mm-mm. I still believe the Lions window has closed. They lost too much. They missed their chance. Are they still in the mix as a playoff contender? Sure. Because 7 of 16 teams in each conference make the damn playoffs. But best team in the NFL through 5 weeks? Laughable. Truly laughable. Because you're basing it on four games against four average to below average teams at the time you played them. The other thing I heard after week five that I thought was laughable was that Dak Prescott was the MVP of the league. And I'm a Cowboys fan, and most of you know that. And most of you know I'm not a Dak fan in terms of can Dak get Dallas back to being a Super Bowl contender? And I think Dak has proven the answer is no. He's the longest tenured quarterback with his team in the National Football League, and I think we've seen his best. And sometimes it's really good, but in the biggest games, it's not. He is 2-5 in postseason games, and in 6 of those 7 games, Dak Prescott offenses have produced 7 points or less in the first half of those 7 games. He's not ready to play. Defenses are ready to play him. He's not ready to play those defenses on the big stage. So where was this Dak Prescott as MVP? I know one person who said it was Stephen A. Hull. Yeah, comment stands. My friend recently a friend in the golf business, said, some of these big whiffs that these loudmouth fucking personalities in sports who make all this money, who do their jobs and probably as well as James Franklin and need to be bought out the way James Franklin was over the weekend. The only way some of them stay relevant is by making stupid comments that people make fun of. And maybe it gets them off. Maybe they just want the fucking clickbait. Well, that's horse shit. It really is. If you can look yourself in the mirror and you like the fact that you're best known for not being accountable for your opinion, that's filthy. And there's so many in the sports business who do it. And those who pay them to do it are as bad as they are. And I think my friend had a point. Yeah, I understand you want to have an opinion. But be accountable for your damn opinion. Do homework. Through five games, Dak Prescott had led the Cowboys to two wins against the two New York teams. And when he led them to the win against the Giants, Russell Wilson was the quarterback. What's MVP material about that? I understand the defense doesn't stop anybody. But an MVP has to come from a Super Bowl contender. That's the way it works. Lamar Jackson has gone down. And that makes Josh Allen the odds-on favorite to be MVP. And if it isn't him, it might be a Justin Herbert or a Baker Mayfield. It ain't going to be Dak Prescott. Because Dallas would have to win the division or win double-digit games to even get in the conversation. And Dallas lost over the weekend at Carolina. Rico Dowdle called his frickin' shot. One-year deal, $2.75 million contract. If Dowdle was a college player, I'd opt out right now. Enter the transfer portal and just start soliciting bids for next year. I'm a free agent running back. I want a multi-year deal with guaranteed money. He won't do that. But that's what he just did in the last two games for the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. Saying Dak Prescott was my MVP after 5 weeks. It's so bad. It really is awful. Do better. I recently enjoyed an audiobook that talked about one famous personality in particular who was very critical of people in her business. And she would often say about the people she was critical of, do better. Yes, I make fun of you. Do better so I don't. So yeah, around week five, I heard Jonathan Gannon was the leading candidate for coach of the year. It wasn't his fault that they blew the game to the Titans. That doesn't reflect on him. I heard that the Lions at 4-1 were the best team in the NFL, and Dak Prescott was Stephen A-hole's MVP. How did those age in 1 week? Not well. A lot of you knew better, and I certainly did. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Plantation Palms Golf Club. You can contact me at wright.todd@yahoo.com. If you want to play in Todd Wright Tour 23, our Christmas tournament will be at West Chase Golf Club in Tampa in December. You can email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Have a great day.